Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the European Show. I'm your host, Mo Stewart, and we've come to the end of the season, which means it's time for our season reviews. Now, we're going to be doing these in two parts. First up, we're going to be doing two countries who were battling on the pitch not 24 hours ago, Spain and Italy. And since it's still sunny, let's start in Spain, shall we? I'm delighted to be joined by Ewan McTeer, fresh from the Jude Bellingham press conference, which we will probably touch on at some point. But we are doing a season review, so we really should start at the top. And at the top was Barcelona, La Liga champions for the first time in a good couple of years. Now, it's been a season of roller coasters for most teams across Europe, and Barcelona know that like no one else. From the lows of exiting the Champions League in the group stage to, as I say, winning La Liga with an exciting young core come from La Masia, Xavi has managed to emulate Pep by winning the title in his first season. Obviously, only the title. He didn't quite do the treble. But how did he do it?
How did Xavi do it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so Xavi basically did it with lots of levers. Do you remember that last summer? Barcelona pulled all the levers. They signed Lewandowski. They signed a few players. They jeopardized the club's future for short-term gains and went out in the Champions League group stage, of course. But they did win the league, and you know, you look at it, you have Lewandowski, that's him won now, I think it's 12 leagues in 13 years. He's a league winning machine. You know, you have Ter Stegen having the best season he's had in a long time. You have Araujo coming into his own, Pedri and Gavi. All the parts are there for Barcelona to win a league title. The Champions League is the problem, really. It's not been enough for them to do what they want to do in that stage, which is go all the way, and they couldn't even get out of the group the last two times. But what they've done last summer, making short-term games at the expense of the future, was enough to win the league, especially when Real Madrid took a year off from the league, basically. Let's call it what it is. And they won it by 10 points. And it's so long ago now. It's two weeks since La Liga finished, but it's 6 weeks since Barcelona won the league. It's they wrapped it up pretty quick, and not much of a surprise in the end.